Well, I first met Earl Bakken because he appeared one day, and Ms. Schultes, the supervisor of these operating room suites, introduced me to him, and it was her response to some vigorous, vociferous complaints of long standing. I think 6 months or more, we started open heart surgery with a heart-lung machine, the bubble oxygenator, in 54. And this was sometime in late 54 or early 55 that Earl appeared. And my problems were in the operating rooms here. Once you started anesthesia, there were a dozen pumps and suction machines and special lights with 60-cycle interference. And so electrocardiogram was a very important aid that sat beside the patient, that we could get strips off of the heart rhythm to, in those days, diagnosis was quite primitive, as was the surgery. So frequently the preoperative diagnosis was not correct. So the electrocardiogram was very important. And another device that was in the operating room sitting beside the patient was a Sanborn pressure recorder. And because you put needles in various chambers to ascertain what the pressure was, and that would give you many times the answer to your diagnostic uncertainty. And I think Mr. Buck and maybe Earl can say a few words. I think he was selected by Ms. Schultes because he was an expert in marketing the Sanborn pressure recorders, and he was willing to come in the operating room. Lay people, there were some people around our laboratory, workers that were knowledgeable about some of this equipment, but they wouldn't come in the operating room when an operation was in progress. For example, electrical experts in the hospital, electricians, absolutely refused to come in the operating room when an operating room operation was in progress. They said it was not part of their contract. And aside from that, it's understandable that a layperson was frightened by...
Yeah, well, in that time, too, the engineers knew very little about electronics, and so they were just scared to tackle anything electronic. Remember, this is just after World War II, and electronic devices were just starting to move into laboratories and then into operating rooms and other areas, and they were all vacuum tubes, and so they didn't know anything about those kinds. Now, all hospitals have people that are bioengineers and can tackle electronic equipment.
Well, my request, Ms. Schultes, repeatedly was that, her first name was Jenner. Jenner, we need someone that can come into the operating room and be there when we need him. So Earl Bakken was that first and last person, as far as I was concerned. He was there for all the time that I was working here. And he'd come over when the operation, he knew the schedule. They'd telephone him, I guess. He knew what he came over for every open heart operation. It was here at the beginning and stayed to the end, back and forth, out of the room, in the room, whatever necessary, and it was a great help.
So I guess the sight of blood didn't bother you, Earl?
Well, I had gotten over it long before then with the animal, spending time in the animal lab and working on the dogs and eating lunch, you know, over an open animal. It used to be very interesting down in the animal labs here with all the barking and the... It was pretty interesting years when you look back on them. I wish I had known more what pioneering work was going on that I was being a part of. I'm proud now to have been a small part of it.